Dear student, welcome to e-learning education program. Today I am going to start module 2 from chapter 10, circle. In this chapter we will understand about the some basic concept related to circle and their tangent. So let us understand about an activity. Take a circular wire and attach a straight wire AB at point P of the circular wire so that it can rotate about the point P in a plane. Student, please see the diagram at the page number 2 of module 2. Now, put the system on a table and gently rotate the wire AB about point P to get a different position of the straight wire. In various position, the wire intersect the circular wire at P and at another point Q1 or Q2 or Q3, etc. In one position, you will see that it will intersect the circle at point P only. Look at the diagram, the position of A' B' of AB. This shows that the tangent exits at the point P of the circle. On rotating further, you can observe that in all other positions of AB, it will intersect the circle at P and at another point, say R1 or R2 or R3, etc. So you can observe that there is only one tangent at a point of circle. I repeat, there is only one tangent at a point of the circle. While doing the activity above, you must have observed that as the position AB moves toward the position A'B', the common point, say Q1 of the line AB and circle gradually comes nearer and nearer to the common point P. Ultimately, it coincides with the point P in the position of A'B' of A'B'. Again, note what happens if AB is rotated rightward about P. The common point R3 gradually comes nearer and nearer to the point P and ultimately coincide with P. So that we see here the tangent to a circle is a special case of secant when the two endpoint of its corresponding chord coincide. Now let us understand the second activity. On a paper, draw a circle and the secant PQ of a circle. Draw the various lines parallel to the secant on the both side of it. You will find that after some steps, the length of chord cut by the lines will gradually decreases. That is, the two points of intersection of the line and the circle are coming closer and closer. Students, please see the diagram carefully. In one case, it becomes zero on one side of the secant, and in another case, it becomes zero on the other side of the secant. See the position P'Q' and P"Q" of the secant in given figure. Actually, these are the tangents to the circle parallel to the given secant PQ. This also helped you to see that there cannot be more than two tangents parallel to the given secant. This activity also establishes what you must have observed while doing. Activity 1, namely, a tangent is a secant when both of the endpoints of the corresponding chord coincide. The common point of tangent and the circle is called point of contact, as you see in the diagram 10.4. Now look around you. Have you seen a bicycle or a cart moving? Of course, yes. Look at its wheel. All the spokes of the wheel are along its radii. Now note the position of the wheel with respect to its movement on the ground. Do you see any tangent anywhere? Yes. In fact, the wheel moves along a line which is tangent to the circle representing the wheel. Also, notice that in all position, the radius through the point of contact with the ground appear to be at right angle to the tangent. We shall now prove this property of tangent in the next module. Now, let us understand about the theorem related to the tangent. Theorem is, the tangent at any point of a circle is perpendicular to the radius through a point of contact. So, how can we prove it? Students, please see the diagram carefully. We are given a circle with the center O and the tangent XY to the circle at a point P. We need to prove that OP is perpendicular to XY. Take a point Q on XY other than P and join OQ. The point Q must lies outside the circle. Why? Because if Q lies inside the circle, then XY will become a secant and not a tangent to the circle. Therefore, OQ is longer than the radius OP of the circle. That is, OQ is greater than OP. Since this happens for every point on the line XY except the point P, OP is the shortest of all the distances of the point O to the point of XY. So, OP is perpendicular to XY. Now, let us see the sum exercise question answer. Number 1. The tangent to a circle intersect it in 1 point. Question number 2. The line intersecting a circle in 2 point is called secant. A circle can have 2 parallel tangent at the most. Next, the common point of the tangent to a circle and the circle is called point of contact. Students, now let us discuss the next theorem number 10.2. The length of tangent drawn from the external point to a circle are equal. First of all, we have to draw a circle. Let us, its center is O and the external point P. From the point P, we have to draw the two tangent on the circle at the point R and Q. Please see the diagram 10.7. How we prove it? So, we are given the circle with the center O, a point P lying outside the circle and the two tangent, say PQ and PR, on the circle from point P. We are required to prove PQ is equal to PR. For this, we join OP, OQ and OR. Then angle OQP and angle ORP are right angle because these are the angle between the radii and tangent. And according to the theorem number 10.1, they are right angle. Now, in right angle triangle OQP and ORP, in such that OQ is equal to OR, also OP equal to OP. Therefore, in triangle OQP is congruent to triangle ORP. Therefore, PQ is equal to PR because of these are the radii of same circle. That is, by the CPCT, both triangle will be congruent. So, we say that the length of the tangent, which is PQ and PR, that will be same. Also, we can prove by using a very simple method using the Pythagoras theorem. Because of the angle Q and angle R are 90 degree, if we are using the Pythagoras theorem, then easily we can prove